I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
A 20-year-old woman went to a 7-Eleven in Florida around 1:30 on a Wednesday. Nothing happens, you know, good after midnight. And tried to buy some stuff with a bunch of dirty pennies.
Oh, that's so gross.
Pennies.
Pennies, yeah. not panties.
I know, but dirty coins are still disgusting. Like, I know when I've, like, reached into my console and grabbed, like, a quarter or something that's got gunk on it, I'm so grossed out.
Yeah, it gets all sticky. You're like, ugh, well, yeah. What is that? And I don't know exactly why her pennies were dirty, but let's continue. The clerk said, listen, I can't take that many dirty pennies. I think he just didn't want all the pennies, too.
Yeah, it's called Coinstar, girl.
You have to rip off, though. They skim off the top. And that made her so upset that she started trashing the place. She was throwing stuff, breaking stuff. Then she pulled out a gun on the clerk.
Whoa.
Fortunately, she didn't shoot him. She just ran outside and drove off quickly. She was actually arrested later that afternoon, but for a totally different reason. Apparently, she pulled the same gun on someone else during an argument. And once the cops had her, they realized, wait a minute. You're the 7-Eleven dirty penny lady, aren't you?
Yeah.
Which is a terrible name to be known for. Like, oh, me? I'm the dirty penny man.
Yeah, she's a little unhinged, to say the least.
She's facing a felony charge for aggravated assault with a firearm in your final Dummy of the Day story today. I'm kind of impressed, but this is really stupid. A 49-year-old truck driver named Gary was hauling a truckload of stuff 3,000 miles from about Seattle, Washington to Boston, Massachusetts this week. And he decided, you know what? Why not, you know, do this kind of quick, save some time? So he drove nonstop without sleeping.
That is the kind of stuff that scares me.
Like with semi-trucks?
Yes.
I'm scared in general driving around them. Because I'm like, what if for 1 second they're just not being a top-notch driver? Because you got to be a great driver if you're
doing
that.
Well, or they get tired. I've called the police on several semi-drivers, like, you know, this person's weaving in and out of on the road and stuff like that, because I'm always scared they're, like, falling asleep.
You have?
Yeah, because I get scared because they're, like, I've been behind semi-trucks that are literally, like, going into the other lane, almost wrecking into cars before. So I'm like, dude, they're clearly falling
asleep. You're
sure
they're not just trying to cut you off because you're weaving in and out of traffic? They're like, we're going to slow her down.
No, they're, like, falling asleep at the wheel.
So here's what he did, though. To drive nonstop without sleeping to stay awake, he decided to do cocaine and meth the entire time he drove.
Oh, that'll keep you up.
Woo! Keep on trucking! He also dropped some acid for some reason.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what that did. But
wouldn't recommend that.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend acid when you're driving a big semi right there. The crazy part, he actually made it. He dropped off his shipment Tuesday morning, went to a gas station to fill up, but he was so out of his mind, guys, by that point, that the manager at the gas station noticed him acting weird. Apparently, he was trying to pay for gas by taking his debit card and shoving it into the fuel tank. Like, he was that messed up. Like, he didn't use the machine. He was trying to put his card into the gas tank opening. You ever been up for, like, 24 hours where you feel like you're almost drunk?
Yeah, you feel already like you're on drugs or drunk whenever you have no sleep. So that combined
with the drugs. But this is for, like, over 2 days.
Yeah, that is scary.
I don't know how he did that. He eventually he locked himself out of his truck, too. He tried to get in through the back window. Cops got there like, dude, what are you doing? He became combative. He eventually admitted, yep, I've been doing drugs the whole way across the country.
Jeez.
I don't even know how I got here. He's facing a bunch of charges. They also impounded his truck, and they revoked his license, so I don't think he'll be doing any more loads now, but that is freaking crazy.
At least he's off the road.
No kidding. Those right there are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.